New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 13,362 and a low of 9,706 note. Not all symptomatic people are being tested in accordance with new Ontario guidelines. Immunocompromised Ontarians can book appointments for a fourth dose of a COVID-19 vaccine starting this morning. Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore, says appointments for moderately to severely immunocompromised people will be made available through the Provincial Vaccine Contact Centre at 8 a.m. Moore said the move aims to provide further protection for vulnerable populations. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported today. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 3:30 p.m. on January 13, 220,719 tested, 2,863 confirmed asterisk note. As of December 31, 2021, the province has limited COVID-19 PCR testing to the highest risk populations. Furthermore, some people with mild or asymptomatic infection may not seek testing. Algoma Public Health states that the numbers of confirmed cases are an underestimate of the actual number of people with COVID-19 in the Algoma region. 593 active cases, 9.1, currently hospitalized asterisk note. The number in brackets is a case in a non-Algoma resident currently in the region. 2,243 resolved, 21 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma. B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK. B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India. P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil. B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 2,388 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 254 in Central and East Algoma, 116 in Elliott Lake and area, 78 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of January 12 states, note, case counts have been reset to reflect new reporting format. Cases from March 2020, Dec. 31, 2021 to 5,275 total, 4,641 recoveries, 69 deaths, 809 cumulative positives, 175 cumulative recovered, 4 deaths, 17 cases currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. As of 2:30 p.m. on January 12, 234,688 total doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered, now including third doses for those eligible. 51.8% of children 5 to 11 have received at least one dose, 83% of youth 12 to 17 have received at least one dose, 97,949 people have received at least one dose, 83.1% of the population or 86.8% of the eligible population, 91,137 people have received two doses, 45,573 people have received three doses. APH reported cases this week, 31 new cases reported on January 9. 2 new hospitalizations, 52 cases reported on January 10. Hospitalizations dropped by 3, 15 new cases reported on January 11. Region's 21st COVID-related death, 75 new cases reported on January 12. Hospitalizations up by 1, 62 new cases reported on January 13. No new hospitalizations, 48 new cases reported on January 14. Ottawa to go ahead with trucker vaccine mandate after stating it would scrap it. Unvaccinated American truckers will be turned back at the border beginning this weekend. No foreign trained nurses currently needed at hospital. Staffing levels, stable. SAH not on province's list of 50 hospitals in need of extra help. COVID-19. Unvaccinated Canadian truckers will not have to quarantine when crossing border. CSBA new rule will still take effect for American truckers starting this weekend, with drivers being turned away at the border unless they've been inoculated. Here's Ontario's plan to return to in-person learning. Access to rapid tests, tracking absences among the new measures as students return to classrooms. Watch. Minister of Education, Top doctor give update on return to in-person learning. January 12, students return to the classroom January 17. Watch. Internationally educated nurses to help with staffing support. January 11, hospitalization reporting changing as of Jan.12. COVID outbreak reported within SU-EMS. At this point we're still able to fulfill our regular deployment plan, said Jeff Bowen, SU-EMS Deputy Chief of Operations. We haven't had to reduce any ambulances or any numbers. Ontario. Schools will resume in-class learning on January 17. The return to in-person learning was also dependent on public health trends and operational considerations. Sioux Area Hospital declares COVID-19 outbreak in emergency department, January 10. Two staff members have tested positive and are isolating at home. Letter. Omicron presents two crucial issues to healthcare, says hospital. We are working closely with our community and regional partners, CEO, Chief of Staff for Sioux Area Hospital say ICU nearing capacity at Sioux Area Hospital, January 9, 14 of 17 permanent intensive care unit beds currently in use. University student frustrated by return to virtual learning. Saltite says COVID-19 restrictions could force her to take a year off from fulfilling her education goals at Brock University. Video. Father, daughter duo dedicate song to those struggling through isolation. When the anxiety kicks in, this is our medicine, says Dustin Jones about new cover song with daughter Jet. Ontario announces hydro rate relief for those affected by recent health measures for 21 days starting January 18. Electricity prices will be set 24 hours a day at the current off-peak rate of 8.2 cents per kilowatt hour, which is less than half the cost of the current on-peak rate. More than 40 Sioux area hospital staff off work after testing positive for COVID-19. January 7, SAH redeployed staff to meet challenge. Spokesperson says COVID-19. Ontario introduces grant for small businesses forced to close. January 7. Eligible businesses include gyms, museums and galleries, tour services and before and after school programs.